when we're efficient in our running game, that's when you're looking for that balance. When we're able to move the ball efficiently in the running game and in the passing game, that's when you get that. It's not never really going to be 50-50. You try to get that. A lot of times it's more probably 60-40 for us. But we were fairly balanced in the first half, but we only really had 22 snaps, I think. And then the second half, obviously, a couple negative runs, and then we got away from that very quickly. We want to try to do a better job of sticking with it. That's on me to make sure, hey, make the adjustments we need to make, and then stick with the run.
You talk about offensive stand and rhythm, you know, defense, or if they're keeping you off the field, the opposing offense. Can you, as a play caller, get taken out of rhythm a little bit too? Like, after a while, you're like, man, I've been over 10 minutes.
I guess we're kind of going over the previous drives, and a lot of times you're talking about what you're planning on doing. So you lose track of time a little bit. You're not really sure what's, you know, how long the defense has been on the field and things like that. You feel like on third down, sometimes you'll see a lot of our players getting up. You know, Peyton will start warming up. Guys will start catching a few balls just to try to, you know, stay loose, kind of, you know, stay stretched out. As a play caller, I guess you're so into just like, here's what I'm thinking this next series, you're not really worried about the time. I'm looking at 42 quarterback hits. I mean, he's a tremendous player. You know, we were able to be around him at the Pro Bowl, and you can see why the guy is who he is, and the sack numbers are relevant because he makes the team ball quicker. He does a great job. He's, I don't know, he's there so quickly. Before we put up, you know, a game record type guy, and you'll see like 14 quarterback hits is the number one guy. The guy's got 42 quarterback hits. It's just, I've never seen it. Tough guy to stop.
What can be drawn from last year from Zane and Manny in Orlando having that trial by fire against Watt for 60 minutes?
They at least have gone against them, so they know what to expect. That group knows they got a tough matchup. This is a good front. This is a good defense overall. I mean, these guys have put up some and it's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to have to make sure that we're on it. We got to bring our A game, and this is going to be a tough match.
The Chargers and Rivers and McCoy, did they put the blueprint down how to slow your offense? And that's,
I think that's any offense. I mean, if you're not on the field, you know, you can't score points. But what we can do to combat that is we got to convert on third down. Those three and outs, well, that hasn't happened to us all year. And we got to make sure that, and after that first series, we had a three and out. That second series, we have to make sure we make that conversion. And if that's a better first down play call or second down play call to keep us out of third down, to get a drive going, we'll stay on the field. And then that helps our defense out and special teams, and maybe we get something going.
You always say it's a better play call. Do you really believe that, or is it all?
I do. I mean, sometimes you got to find that play that can get your guys going. And sometimes it works, and obviously last game I couldn't find that one. And you're always striving to find that rhythm to get your guys in, and that's what we got to make sure we try to do this week.
So those ones that when you go home drive you nuts.
Yep.
Are they usually more first down ones or third?
I think the third down ones, those are the tough ones to try to find, because if you can find, you know, if you match what they're doing and get that. Those third down conversions aren't as easy as people think. You get a guy wide open, that's very rare. Not with the group we have. We, you know, with Bubba, Tammy, Decker being able to move around, we got a really good group of guys that can to fill in. And Wes is a really good player, and you know, he's a hard guy to replace, but we got a good group of guys that can fill in and make sure that we can put guys in position to make conversions. No, because the way that he operates, he's going to go to the guy that the coverage kind of dictates to him. He's not worried about who's where. And that's what, like I've said before, it's amazing how the balls have been spread out, because usually it's dictated by what the defense has done, and he'll find the open guy. And Bubba did a great job of getting open when he had his one-on-one matchup.
How many records?
Not really. I couldn't tell you what he really needs most of the time. I mean, I guess we're so worried. I'm telling you, in the moment, you can't even worry about it.
How proud were you in Peyton's name, SI Sportsman of the Year, though?
I thought that was an interesting deal because how many times are you going to get to be around something like that? You know, I mean, for me to be able to go to that deal, I just kept thinking to myself, I'll never probably see this ever again. And for him to get that, that's a huge honor for him, and it's well-deserving.